Hello, friends. Welcome to the Reachers Podcast. This is your host, Kelly Hensley, and it is a pleasure to be here today. Today is August the 5th, 2021. It is Sunday, folks. Sunday, the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day. Well, it's the day that I celebrate the day of rest, and I meditate on the Word and go to church. So it's a wonderful time that we live in right now. A lot of people think it's just a tragic mess, but I see the forecoming of the Lord. That is something awesome for me. I love it. I'm looking forward to the day that the Lord comes and He takes His bride and He judges. I'm sorry, folks, but He judges the earth because they're going to be justly judged. They're going to be justly judged. I will be justly judged. If no one sees the blood, if God does not see the blood applied to me, I will be judged according to God's will, towards His precepts, His laws, and I will be found guilty in the court of God's law. But I met Jesus, and that's what this podcast is going to be about. I love it. I love the opportunity to be able to speak my faith, who I love the most in the whole entire everything. I would say the world and the heavens and the in-betweens and the far outs. But yes, I'm going to tell people about my Lord. Hey, I work at night, and on Friday nights, I go in. A lot of people, Friday is their day of rejoicing because they get to start their weekend. But us truck drivers, we start our weekends on Saturday morning. So I got off work Saturday. I was upset. I'm not going to lie to you. I was late. I was about 2.5 hours late, tell you the truth. And that's not good on a Saturday. Start your Saturday off where you don't get, you lose 2 hours of sleep, I would say. So I try to get in bed as soon as I can, get rested, where I won't murder my kids. Okay? That's a joke. I'm not murdering my kids. My kids don't get my bluffs. You know, I threaten them all the time. They're like, whatever, Dad, you ain't going to do nothing. But they're good kids. I'm not going to say I don't do nothing. You know, sometimes you hurt them the most when you take things away, like phones or, well, they don't have phones, but opportunities to play on the computer or watch a movie or something like that. That helps. That hurts them more than a spanking. But I'm not sparing the rod, child, on the child. I love my children. My children. That's how Southern people say child. I love my kids. And, man, I'm going to discipline them. I don't want them to be wild and crazy like the people we have in this world, our present world. But anyway, I got off work kind of late, kind of upset. Time I got to my place where I get fuel, every Saturday morning I get fuel. It's like clockwork. Saturday morning I get off work, I get my fuel in my truck. Now I get a little bit more fuel for my lawnmower, maybe my four-wheeler and stuff like that. But when I do this, I see that as an opportunity. I don't know if a lot of people don't know this about me. I do a ministry called As You Go Ministry, and my pleasure and my joy. I love the ability to go out and spread the gospel. And I do this through gospel tracts. I give out, I'm not patting myself on the back, but probably thousands of these things. Wish I could do more. I love sharing the gospel with strangers. I love it. That's what God put me on this earth for. That's what God put you on this earth for, to tell people about God, to magnify His name, to reverence His name, to show people the love of Christ in you, through you, in anything you do. That's what we're here for. We're not here for our own pleasure. We're here for His pleasure and His pleasure alone. But this is what I love to do. I get opportunities all the time when I get off work. Sometimes while I'm working, when I stop, I'll share the gospel with people, and I do as often as I can. But my big audience is when I get off work. on the way home from work, man, that's my favorite time of the day because that's when I go and I give out the most gospel tracts. And I do this mainly at gas stations and places to eat. You know, I don't go out to eat often, but when I do it with a purpose of sharing the gospel with others. So this weekend was a pretty awesome weekend. Saturday morning, I got to get gas, and I'm scanning at all the time while I'm pumping gas. Who can I reach with the gospel? Who can I give a gospel tract to? Well, there's a gentleman who was a couple pumps down from me, and I'm like, Lord, if this pump shuts off right now, I'm going to walk over there and give him a gospel tract. Well, the pump never shut off, and I missed an opportunity, which, you know, we're on God's time. Like I said, I was 2 hours late coming home. I was not 2 hours late, folks. I was 2 hours on time to do what the Lord has me to do. He made me for this very purpose, to go out and spread the word to people. So I got the opportunity to witness to a bunch of people that were in a bad situation. There was a Greyhound bus over there. It was broke down. There's a lot of people on there. They came out of Louisiana. So I got to give them, you know, the hope that comes from external situations, not internal, because they were in trouble because their vehicle was broken down. But they didn't realize that they were in trouble because the God who created them was angry at the sinful ways that they had in their lives. I'm not judging these people. We're all sinners. For the wages of sin is death. And the Bible says, there's none righteous, not one. So I got to go to these people, and I was lucky that the first two or three of them were friendly, and the fourth one was friendly, but she wasn't receptive as the others were. If you don't know, if you've never seen my gospel tracts, they look like $1 million bills, but with COVID mask on them. I don't want to fool nobody. It's just something. I thought it was pretty cool looking. It fit in this little pouch with my necklaces I make. And I handed it out. She's like, why'd you give me money for? Why'd you give me something that looked like money? I said, we need money. I was like, look. So I'm going to tell you this right here. I gave you something more valuable than silver and gold. I gave you something that will lead you to eternal life. I gave you something that tells you about God's love towards humanity, that he'd give his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come to this earth and become sin on our behalf and pay our punishment that we deserve, which is death. He died on the cross. And if you put your faith and trust in him, you shall be saved. And you're going to have a mansion in heaven. Well, I like to say she bought it, but she didn't. She's like, you need to pray. You need to get Jesus out here and fix that bus. I said, your bus is going to be fixed, but it's going to be in God's time. God's going to fix your bus. But I'd worry about God fixing your heart, because your eyes are focused on things on this earth. And these things on this earth is going to fade away. There's not going to be one thing that you value on this earth that's going to be left unskirned. It's all going to be dust. In fact, we're all going to be dust. Everything come from the dust. Everything's going to go to the dust. So don't put your faith and trust in dust. All right? You put your faith and trust in the Lord alone. Well, that was that encounter. I got to go into the pilot. Went to McDonald's at the pilot on Carbondale Road over in Dalton, Georgia. And that's my favorite place because I love the people there. I love every one of those folks. And I get to talk to them all the time. I get to talk good hope, the hope in Jesus Christ in their life. I get to just be kind to them. You understand, these folks are working and a lot of people are not kind. People are impatient. They want it their way. And right now, their way and right now. So when they see somebody like me going there smiling And even if they had to wait, or even if they didn't get the right order, and they're still smiling and they give them a gift, man, that shocks them. They want to know, how can this person be this joyful? And I'm going to tell you, man, this joy only comes from the Lord, because Kelly Hensley's not a joyful person. I can appear joyful, and I can fake it, but I'll never make it. You understand? I can fake it. My wife says, you better fake it till you make it. No, I can fake it, but I'm just going to wear myself out. So I want the real deal. I want the Holy Ghost that dwells inside of me, which we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. I think I've talked way too much about this, because I really want to get in the book of Acts. And I may not go through chapter 1 today. I may just go through the prequel, the getting ready, you know, to warm up. It's a warm up towards Acts. And this is what I want to do. If I get to do a show once a week and do the book of Acts once a week, or maybe I just go through the book of Acts once a week, I don't know. I'm going to let the Lord and the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit direct this podcast, because it's going to be good if He's in it. It's going to be, you know, junk if I'm in it. I've seen myself work, and I fail a lot. Okay, folks, if you are really honest with yourself, we can't put our faith and trust in us, in our abilities, because our abilities will fade quickly. I can see it every day. People are they're getting sick, folks. They're not having to rely on their own health, their own strength. They had to rely on something that's far greater than them, and that is Jesus. And that's what I want to do with this platform. So let's get in the book of Acts, man. I know if you got to watch me. If you were here, when I teach the youth in Sunday school, I give people, certain people, the charge of, hey, snapping their fingers if I go off into a rabbit hole. There's nobody here to snap their fingers. So I'm going to try to snap my own fingers. You hear that? Hope it's not too loud. But let's get into Acts, man. I think this is going to be a great opportunity to get people fired up for the gospel and see how the apostles and the disciples spread the gospel. You know, this right here is a great tool to show you how it's done. It's not complicated, folks. All you got to do is have a heart for God and the love for your neighbor. The heart for God and love for your neighbor. When you love God, when you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength, man, you're going to tell people about Him. And if you love your neighbor as yourself, you're going to tell them about a hell that they can avoid. You can be able to tell them about the God that you love. Man, I don't want nobody to go to hell. I love them too much, all right? So let's begin this journey into Acts. And I'm stoked about this. I know I don't do a very good job at explaining the book. But hey, I'm just a truck driver. You're going to get the truck driver's view of the book of Acts. So let's begin, all right? It says the vital statistics and purpose of Acts is to give an accurate account of the birth and growth of the Christian church. Understand that? It's to give an accurate account of the birth and growth of the Christian church. The author is Luke. And what do we know about Luke? Luke's a doctor. He's a physician. So when he writes stuff, he's going to be very precise, to the point. He's not going to put a bunch of garbage in there. You can trust him. He was an eyewitness to a lot of these things. So when he wrote this down, you can put your faith in that. And also, he had the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's going to make sure you got it right. All right? And that's what I'm going to have to depend on today, giving you this breakdown of Acts. All right? The date written is between 63 and 70 A.D. So that's 63 to 70 years after the death of Christ when Luke wrote this down. I'm going to tell you, these folks lived for a long time. I don't know how old Luke was, But I would say he was probably in his 20s when he was around Jesus. All right. Acts is a connecting link between Christ's life and the life of the church, between the Gospels and the Apostles. Man, that rhymes. You can write a song about that. Okay, if you want to go to a key verse in this chapter, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Uttermost parts of the earth. That word uttermost means to the end of the earth. Okay? We're going to get to this in chapter 1, and I can explain a little bit more about that as well. Okay, the key people is you got Peter, John, James, Stephen, Phillips, Paul, Barnabas, Cornelius, James, that's Jesus' brother, Timothy, Lydia, Silas, Titus, Apollos, Agabus, Ananias, Felix, Festus, and Agrippa, and Luke. If I mispronounce any of those names, do not burn me at the stake. I'm Southern, and that's how we talk. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It says the key places in Jerusalem and Samaria, Lydda, Joppa, Antioch, Cyprus, Antioch in Pisidia. There's some more names. I'm just going to skip this because that's just too much for me to mess up. The special features. You know, I love special features when they give it in the movies we watch. You get to see what's coming out. But Acts is a sequel. Hey, it's a sequel to the Gospels of Luke because Acts ends so abruptly. Luke may have planned to write a third book, continue the story. I wish he did, because the more we know, the better we can, the more we know, I probably could have come up with something if I thought about it, but I'm trying to do something stupid like G.I. Joe. I can't remember the saying that G.I. Joe says. Knowing is half the battle. That's it. Bam. I'm good. Knowing is half the battle. Go, Joe. And let's get into the somatics of Acts. I've got I got this Bible that my mom and dad gave me in 2016 for Christmas. It's got some pretty cool stuff in here. Let me read this. And this is what I'm doing, folks. If you want to know what I'm doing, I'm just reading my study Bible. And it's a King James Life Application Study Bible. Get you one. They're fabulous. If you want to know a lot of stuff, because it's got everything. It's got everything. So let me read this for a while here. And let me get a drink of water. Hang on. I'm going to turn loose. Take a break for a second. Your mouth gets real dry doing this. Nobody told me that. I wish I would have studied a little bit longer before I'd done this. It says, "With a flick of a match, friction occurs, and sparks leap from match to tinder. A small flame burns the edge and grows, fueled by wood and air. Heat builds, and soon the kindling is licked by reddish-orange tongues. Higher and wider it spreads, consuming the wood. The flame has become a fire." Nearly 2,000 years ago, a match was struck in Palestine. At first, just a few in that corner of the world were touched and warmed. But the fire spread beyond Jerusalem and Judea, out to the world and to all the people. Acts provides an eyewitness account of the flame and fire, the birth and spread of the church. Beginning in Jerusalem, with a small group of disciples, the message traveled across the Roman Empire and empowered by the Holy Spirit, this courageous band preached, taught, healed, and demonstrated love in synagogues, schools, homes, marketplaces, and courtrooms and streets, hills, ships, and desert roads. Wherever God sent them, lives and history were changed. You hear all that stuff, folks? Man, they went everywhere. It's almost like As You Go ministry. We just go and we talk and we tell people about Jesus. That's what the disciples did, man. It's not that hard. Man, just go and tell them about the love of Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to give you what to say. Believe me, most of the time I don't know what I'm going to say. I just go and I do it. I trust. First pray. You don't do nothing without praying, okay? Even reading your Bible, pray before you get in the Word. He will reveal you the things in the Word that you cannot see in human eyes. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, there's a lot of stuff that I would miss. And I read the Bible many a times as a youth, unsaved, and just, I knew the stories, but I didn't know really the hidden meaning of the stories. But now, at the Holy Spirit, you know, I have the Holy Spirit. He reveals to me all things. All truth will be revealed through the Spirit of God. It says, written by Luke as a sequel into his Gospels, Act is an accurate historical record of early church. But Acts is also a theological book with lessons and living examples of the work of the Holy Spirit, church relationships and organization, the implication of grace and of law of love. And Act is an apologetic work, building a strong case for the fidelity of Christ's claim and promises. The book of Acts begins with the outpouring of the promised Holy Spirit and the commitment of the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Spirit-inspired evangelism began in Jerusalem and eventually spread to Rome, covering most of the Roman Empire. You hear that, folks? Spirit-inspired evangelism. That's what I hope I have in my life. A Spirit-inspired evangelistic life that will grow and spread and consume and touch lives wherever I may go. And I pray that for you as well. And that's what I want to do, equip you with the courage to go out to spread the gospel in that manner. These folks had courage. It says the gospel first went to the Jews, but they, as a nation, rejected it. A remnant of Jews, of course, gladly received the good news. But the continued rejection of the gospel by the vast majority of the Jews led to the ever-increasing proclamation of the gospel to the Gentiles. Man, I'm telling you, I want all people to accept Jesus for who he is, the Jews as well. But man, I am so thankful that God included us Gentiles into the branch, into the vine. I don't have a Jewish background, but I do have a family background that's been rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. What's that when you graft? I'm being grafted in. And I don't want to ever go back. Said this was according to Jesus' plan. The gospel was to go from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We read that in chapter 1, verses 8. This is, in fact, is a pattern that the Acts narrative follows. The glorious proclamation begins in Jerusalem in chapters 1 through 7. Went to Judea and Samaria in chapters 8 and following, and to the countries beyond Judea in chapters 11, 19, and 13, 4, and on to the end of Acts. The second half of Acts focused primarily on Paul's missionary journeys to many countries north of the Mediterranean Sea. He, with his companions, took the gospel first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. Some of the Jews believed, thank God. And many of the Gentiles, let me get some light over here, received the good news with joy. New churches were started, and new believers began to grow in the Christian life. As you read Acts, put yourself in the place of the disciples. Identify with them as they are filled with the Holy Spirit and experience a thrill of seeing thousands respond to the gospel message. Since their commitment, as they give every, since their commitment, as they give every ounce of their talent and treasure to Christ. And as you read, watch the spirit boldness, spirit-led boldness of these first century believers, who through suffering and in face of death, take every opportunity to tell of their crucified and risen Lord, then decide to be a 21st century version of the men and women of God. All right. I'm going to tell you what. That's some good stuff. There's a lot of meat in them bones right there. I cannot wait to get in chapter 1. I'm not going to do that today. Today I'm going to just give you a sample of what we're going to get into. And that was a sample of the book of Acts. It is separated in two sections. We got Peter's mission, missionary work. Then we got Paul's missionary work. And it's going to be a fantastic ride. I just hope that you will join me. And please pray for me. I'm not the best at doing this, but I'm just crazy enough to do it. That's why God called crazy people. He said we're supposed to be a peculiar bunch. And there's nobody more peculiar than me. Just ask my friends. So that's what I got for you today. Hey, it's been a blessing. I can't wait till we finish this. I probably will do one chapter a week. How about that? I'll go ahead and I'll jump in one chapter a week on Do You a Favor and Not Do Chapter 1, because you'll be here all day. But that is the beginning of Acts, the growth of the church, and the beginning of the disciples filled with the Holy Spirit. All right, let me pray over you today, and I pray that you have a blessed day. And I love you, and I'm here for you. You can find me on Instagram, As You Go Ministry, all lowercase, with underscores separating each word. And you can find me on Facebook at Kelly Hensley. I don't know the link to that. I'll put it in the show notes if I can figure that out. And also, you can email me at, let me see what that is. I think it's As You Go for Jesus. And the four is a number, not a letter. You don't have to write it. It's As You Go for Jesus at gmail.com. As you go for Jesus at gmail.com. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this opportunity to go in your word. I pray, Father, that none of these words will turn void. I pray, God, that you get honor and glory for all things done today in your name, Lord. I pray that many people will come to the saving power and knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. I pray, Father, that we can make disciples, Lord, today, Father, that can make disciples, Lord. You said, call all men who are able to teach. To teach others, Father, to be able to teach others. So, God, I pray, Lord, that you just give us the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Lord, and let us do the things, Lord, that you will have us to do, Father. What do you want us to do? And, Lord, I just pray that you equipped us to do it. So, Father, I love you, and I pray that many people who hear this will have the love for you as well. God, thank you for this day. And we will always give you the reverence that you deserve. If we don't, Lord, Father, you have every opportunity to chastise us, because you chastise the ones you love. Remember, do not spoil the child. Do not spoil the child. Well, God, I love you. There's my air conditioner unit, and we'll see you tomorrow. Amen.